Well, liberty, freedom, and the blessing of our Almighty Heavenly Father be yours this day. And in the grace of Christ, these are yours. On this weekend of July 4th and 5th, we recognize God's left-hand kingdom, that you have been incredibly yet imperfectly blessed through the power of the government to preserve your life and your neighbor's lives, to keep you safe, to protect family life as the nucleus of our communities. Yet, as the Holy Christian Church throughout the whole earth, in the overlap with God's right-hand kingdom, the kingdom that is to come more fully when Christ appears again, we also hear now a word of perfect blessing, that Christ has come. Apart from the works of the law and government, apart from your works, to take away the sins of the world, your sins and your neighbor's sins. And in doing so, Jesus gives you and all who have ears to hear this word, eternal life. Here is truly the most perfect union. And as hard as we are called to work to improve this old world that we live in, we now know, you now know, that your peace is found in Christ alone. For he alone forgives your sins. Praise be to God. Amen. As we begin our worship in the month of July, we also begin the second of our three preaching themes for our summer preaching series, guided by Paul's summation in 1 Corinthians 13, that faith, hope, and love remain. We move now from faith to hope. It's not that we can get beyond faith, not in this old world anyway, for the Holy Spirit continues to make you faithful, that is, believing in the precious promise of Christ, even in the midst of an old world that sometimes appears to be ruled by Satan and not God. Consider the last month or the last 4 months. You may still wonder what the future of this country and this world look like. Who could have predicted where we are today a year ago? Yet in faith, you have a strong future because of the grace bestowed upon you through Christ. And this brings hope. Hope for today, in the midst of things that we can't fully understand. And hope for tomorrow, knowing that we are perfectly held. And hope for eternity. Because you have been given faith in Christ, you have the greatest hope alive. And so we go back to one of the early seeds of this very promise, all the way back to Genesis chapter 12, where God calls Abram, who would become Abraham, and his whole household, including his wife Sarai, and he calls on them to move. Why? Because they would have a better life somewhere else? Well, it sounds like Abram's life in Ur was already not too bad, having accumulated people and possessions. But God calls on them to move to this unknown land because, well, because he said so. Now, this is a hard thing to learn for any human being, to do something because someone says so, even if you don't understand it. I remember the challenges of learning how to do this, or trying to, when I was a child. Why can't I launch the bottle rocket from my hand, Dad? That looks much cooler. Well, because I said so, would be my dad's reply, probably also with because it's dangerous. But now I see this with my own kids. Not with bottle rockets necessarily, but they too are learning to trust that when mom or dad asks them to do or not to do something, that even when they don't understand it, they are to do it. This, of course, comes imperfectly. Yet this fifth commandment, obedience to honor father and mother, is really just modeling for first commandment obedience to to learn to trust God in His Word, even when we don't fully understand it. So it was for Abram. "Go now," God said, "from this land, and I will bless you and make your descendants more numerous than the stars in the sky. And I will make of you a great nation, and through you the world will be blessed. The families of the world will be blessed." And Abram went. Even when the land that he was to occupy was already occupied, Abram went. Even when he and Sarai had never been able to have children of their own, and they were already old, they went, even though it was not the most convenient thing to do for their lives, to say the least. They went because God said, "Go." Because Abram trusted God's word and faith, he was given hope for the future of his family. And this hope did not disappoint. For through the ups and the downs of his life together with Sarai, their waiting for a child that never seemed to come, their scheming to have a child through Sarai's servant Hagar, their finally having their own child Isaac, only to almost lose him in a sacrifice. Through all of this, they surely wondered at times how in the world God was going to be true to his word. There were days when it seemed unlikely, I'm sure. Yet they were held in this promise of God that he would make of them many descendants, a great nation, a blessing for the whole world. And God was good to his word. You maybe know another song, not Zacchaeus, but one about Abraham. "Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham." Yes, we know that Abraham's family grew to become the entire Jewish nation and beyond when we look in the Old Testament. His descendants are very numerous. Yet the blessing does not end there. Do you remember the rest of the song? "I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord," right hand. I think I remember Pastor Anjanette singing this song not too long ago and dancing, and I cannot replicate this, but the memory is rich, so we'll keep it in memory. But did you hear that? That "I'm one of them and so are you, sons and daughters of Father Abraham." How can this be, you might wonder? Because through Abraham's seed, the whole world has been blessed. That is through Jesus Christ. The promise to Abraham was fulfilled, and salvation was brought to all who have ears to hear God's word for them, and that is you. You are grafted into this promise through the forgiveness of Christ. You are a child of Abraham. Even more now, you are a child of God. And while you still might feel less than or small in stature, as the NRSV puts it, like Zacchaeus was, you might feel small in the schemes of this old world. You might worry that the world has already left you by, that you're not getting your fair shake in Christ now. You have been given it all already. For Jesus is coming to your house today to stay, and he will take your sins away. Last night, there was not an official celebration of July 4th Independence Day here in Rochester, at least not one full of fireworks. You may have noticed, however, in your own neighborhood that there were many small celebrations going on throughout the city. Right as it was getting dark, we had some sparklers out in the front, and we noticed some of our neighbors had similar celebrations going on. And as it got a little darker, I took Rafe and Josiah to the top of Judd Hill in the park in our neighborhood, where you'll have a beautiful view of downtown Rochester and really much of the city from west looking east. And it was pretty spectacular. The kids were amazed at all the fireworks that we could see. Now, nothing official, but all over town, fireworks were going. Some of them near, some of them far away. Every neighborhood having their own unofficial celebration. It wasn't a coordinated, massive display of power, but it was amazing to see all of the people in Rochester celebrating in the way that we seem to celebrate July 4th, with explosives and stars. But it was pretty cool, and the kids were very excited, dancing around, looking here and then there and then over there. They were giddy as their eyes were drawn from one place to the next. It seemed to go on forever, and in fact, we didn't stay until they were done. We left on account of the mosquitoes. We celebrated God's work through the kingdom on the left. I suppose this is part of what the July 4th celebration is. A great nation that we live in, however imperfect in many ways, as we have recently witnessed, yet blessed in many ways as well. And these blessings we give thanks for. And we can do so with a unique insight as Christians. Because even more now, in Jesus Christ, are you. And all Christians throughout the world, regardless of class or color or national identity, regardless of flag, you are blessed. Even more are you blessed to be brought into this great nation of Abraham for your true citizenship now. Your eternal citizenship rests on the word of Christ. And you have been brought into God's right-hand kingdom, where the highest authority is not government, but God's promise of forgiveness and life everlasting in Jesus Christ. And here is your true hope. For as Zacchaeus heard you here, Christ has come for you to give you true and lasting freedom. Amen. And so now let us sing together a hymn written in the Union camps of some of the darkest days of our own Civil War, the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Words that speak of God's work in this land, yet words which place our hope in the redeeming work of Christ, who will come again to show the final victory over sin and devil and the grave.